Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles, California on February 21st. Fat Tuesday, Two Oceans 12. Yeah, I can't get my coat off. Since last I spoke, you listened. I flew back from Vancouver, Canada. That was good. Then, thanks to all who came out to the tapings of Doug Loves Movies in Van City. Your combination of politeness and enthusiasm was a sheer delight. Last night we taped the Benson Interruption podcast episode 12 with... You guys were there? Yeah. Holy shit, that was fun. That was really fun. I might as well say, let's see, great memory test for the stoner. Let's see if I can do it. Anthony Jeselnik, T.J. Miller, Nikki Glaser, Moshe Kasher, Chelsea Peretti, Nick Kroll, and Pete Holmes are all on that episode. I was staring at the paper, but it did not say it on the paper. You guys didn't seem that impressed. It will be available now or soonish in the comedy album section of iTunes, and we're doing a thing now where it's going to come out 1 week from when we recorded it at the correct price. For some reason, iTunes can get the price correct if you give them 7 days to sit around and think about it. But if we want to get it on there immediately, it always comes out first at $9.99. And then people buy it, and I go, "Are you out of your mind?" But thanks to everybody who buys them at any price. If you're in L.A. this weekend, I'm doing a couple of shows that could be pretty fun. On Saturday, February 25th at 4:20, Brendan Walsh and I, we both have things we're practicing for stand-up-wise, so we're both going to be doing long sets at Nerd Melt in the back of Meltdown Comics, where we taped Benson Interruption last night over on Sunset Boulevard. Only $5 to get in, 4:20 in the afternoon. We'll start a few minutes late if you want a hot box in your car. And Brendan's practicing for a Comedy Central special that he's going to be taping in Boston in a few weeks, and I'm practicing for my next album, which will be taped on April 20th at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, Seattle adjacent. And on Sunday, February 26th, I'll be doing a Benson awards show interruption at CineFamily starting at 3 o'clock. What other awards are there at 3 o'clock on Sunday, February 26th? With three very special guests. I got great people to help me. This is a membership-only event, so now is a good time to become a member. CineFamily.org for deets. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, where I speculate about which movie you should see, because I haven't seen them myself. The number one movie in the country right now by a nut hair is called Safe House. No one is either. The number two movie is The Vow, which I am not seeing because I'm going to go see 21 Jump Street, and I have a two Channing Tatum movies a year rule. And I already saw Haywire, so fuck you, The Vow. So watch Safe House, not The Vow. This has been Watch This, Not That. Woo! Yeah. Always very reasonable, very strongly considered arguments for these Watch This, Not That. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Miss Lisa Lou, MS Lisa LOU, tweeted, Doug Benson, Kevin Costner knows he can't win an Oscar for speaking at a funeral, right? This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. One more thing. One more thing. There's a dude on Twitter who is trying to get the classic movie Die Hard into the National Film Registry. I don't know how Twitter can help, but to try to preserve the awesomeness that is Die Hard forever, starting on March 3rd and into March 4th, this one dude on Twitter is going to do a 24-hour marathon, a tweet-a-thon of Die Hard, and I will live tweet the whole movie starting at the very first showing of that weekend. You have to have a copy of the movie yourself and put it in and start it at the right time. But if you do that, if you start at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on March 3rd, I swear I will try to remember to live tweet the whole movie, and you could sit there and look at your phone and go, yeah, I said the same thing the first time I saw it. Or whatever. I don't know if you'll have such an attitude, but... And then go to hashtag, and then we'll hashtag all the tweets, and you can tweet about it as well. You know, I'm not stopping you. Hashtag DieHarder NFR, as in National Film Registry. Okay, as Jennifer Hudson would say, it's go time. The prize bag, oh my God, so much stuff in the prize bag, so much of, not hardly any of it will give away who the participants are, because a lot of them just grab some stuff. Like, I'm not going to say the signature on here, but this bag says on it, congratulations, this is the greatest deodorant you'll ever wear. So, congratulations. There's some, I'm not going to say the name of the deodorant. Maybe the guest will when he gets out here. We got Doug Benson, professional humoredian. I brought a copy of the script of The Descendants, because I saw the movie, so I don't need to read it. But you may enjoy owning it and reading it. One of the guests brought some Sour Patch, watermelon, sweet and sour. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a sponsorship from those guys. That'd be pretty sweet. Oh, we also brought, David Huntsberger is not here, but somehow his CD, David Huntsberger, I mean, he's here physically, but he's not going to be a guest, but he'll be on again. Don't you worry about it. Humanitis is the name of his CD. We got this CD, we got to talk, this is a DVD, we got to talk about this. It's called Libido Mania, and it sounds like something I would never want to watch, and so I warned the winner that they might not want to watch it either. There's also a DVD and a Blu-ray of Chillerama. There's some Extreme Butter microwave popcorn. And there's 6 free months of Netflix. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? That's a pretty sweet prize that he just pulled out of his wallet. He walked up. I was like, where's your prize, man? You look empty-handed. He's like, how about this prize? And he opens his wallet, 6 free months of Netflix. And I'm like, yeah, but what's the catch? And the catch is, you have to pay for Netflix for the rest of your life. It's only good for free for 6 months, and then the top price, top tier for the rest of your life. That's not true. please welcome Sean Jordan, Joe Lynch, Kevin Pereira, and Morgan Spurlock.
I went through the door instead of the curtain, I think, is what happened.
You need a clown car that we can all come out of.
Yeah, that's
I'm so sorry.
It's a little it's a little tricky because right, there's a door.
Someone.
There's a door that opens right up into audience, and there's a and then there's a curtain that's free flowing and easy to get through.
I don't like that road.
And but you know, you guys
are confusing.
You guys don't perform on this stage very often, so you, I can't blame you for not knowing which way to go.
Right.
Let's go down the line. Let's talk to everybody and say our hellos and how do you do's. Turn over. Here we go.
You actually had the note that there's no way to turn the page.
Dude, I walk myself through it. This is a treasure map that I prepare in case I'm dead or I'm high when I have to do the show. And
it's like choose your own adventure on a piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to ask you guys, but Doug Benson of like earlier today had some good questions.
Oh, that Doug Benson. Oh,
Joe Lynch is here, director of the upcoming Knights of Badass Dome.
A collective whoo goes across the crowd.
Starring my pals Brian Posehn and Larry Zerner, favorites of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, not starring, but they're in it. And when is it coming out? I keep asking you this in emails, but now I'll ask you in person.
And Twitter and Facebook and my text.
I'm not on Facebook.
Asking.
How dare you?
Damn it.
That's for, that's
the
for
other
children.
Joe Benson. Oh, sorry, your Friendster account.
He's the last MySpace holdout.
Oh, my God. MySpace. Let's not get into it because it's not Doug Lowe's MySpace. When's that movie coming out?
What, Knights of Badass? This year. That's all I've been
told. Oh, okay. That's why...
2012.
That's why I was confused.
Before the world ends.
There's no date.
We hope.
But there's like a distributor, and
yeah,
they're trying to figure out... They're trying to figure out the best approach time.
Indie film,
marketing.
Doug, indie film. And we don't announce release dates for 2014 yet. So... Eventually it'll come out.
Well, and just so the audience that might not know, it is perhaps the first full-length film specifically about LARPing.
Well, there's been a lot of different LARP endeavors.
Romps.
Yes.
LARP endeavors.
LARP sagas.
Yeah, but this movie is all about it specifically.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of guys who go on a LARP, including Peter Dinklage. Some people might know who that is.
Steve Peter Zahn. Dinklage. It's hilarious timing. Like, did you have any idea that like he'd be in like the real LARPing TV show? Like the, you know, the true to life LARPing, and then he'd also be playing, he plays this silly little LARPer in your movie.
He did that show after us, and he is on record for saying that all of my direction was what got him the Emmy and the Golden Globe.
Wow.
From doing Knights of Badassdom to Game of Thrones.
Nice.
So, you're welcome, Peter.
he's a great actor, and I look forward to that movie coming out.
Well, thank
you. And speaking of great actors and you working with them, your next movie that you're going to start when?
This spring.
This spring is a kick-ass, very violent actioner.
This sounds great.
Starring.
Keep going.
Starring the queen of chick flicks, Kate Hudson.
Look at that. Everyone's
was
like,
Katherine
what?
Heigl not available?
No, wow. She did that one for the money, and she had the gun in her hand, and we went typecast. So,
dude, whoever you pick, that is a fucking CPR jolt to the rib cage of their stupid career with their dumb chick flicks. No offense. There's some good ones.
None taken. She's right in the back, so it's fine.
Oh my God! Why would Kate Hudson just come and watch? She should be up here.
She'd probably
Precious
take all
was
our
in
asses.
The audience once.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
it
true.
Was?
Precious.
Oh.
Where was the rest?
And by
of the
that
audience?
I mean Andy Serkis.
In mocap.
Kevin Pereira is here, everybody.
Hey!
Hello, folks.
Host of AOTS, what us people with busy schedules call it. a creator of Lead Up.
Yeah.
Which I've been having trouble communicating with people verbally about. Like, if you see it written down, it makes sense.
I still don't know what's happening.
But when I tell people about it, they're like, what is a lead up? What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, like a meet up, a meet up for the elite. For the elite. It's a...
Why did you call it a lead up?
That was taken by a group with fancy hats and teacups.
So it's called Lead Up.
Yeah,
Lead Up. L-E-E-T.
Yeah.
Up.
Correct.
Like the movie.
Right, with balloons in a house.
And it's taking place, the very first one, because you're going to do them all over the place.
Yes, so March 1st.
The first one is here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
March the 1st.
The 1st of March. Club Nokia. It's a night of podcasts / musical performances / technology demos / gaming. It's sort of a bunch of conventions rolled into one. And if you're not really interested in the VJ that's spinning visuals, fine. Go grab a drink at the bar and go hang out at the classic arcade that'll be in there and... You know, we have a bunch of toys and Nerf guns and Roombas going around. All that shit. The kids love Roombas, right? I mean,
we have
to pay for this.
If you're going to fuck a vacuum, make it one that gives you the thrill of the chase.
The thrill of the chase, you goddamn zombie. Those things don't move very fast. I get them every time.
When I'm in the heat of the moment.
Pants around the ankles. That's a good
shimmying after a
that's
Roomba.
That's a good director note for when you're coaching zombies.
Writing that down. Actually.
When you're working with zombies, walk like your pants around your ankles.
Must fuck Roomba.
So yeah. So the lead up will also feature myself appearing in a panel with.
That's right. With Kevin Smith, Chris Hardwick, Greg Fitzsimmons, Harley from Epic Mealtime. At some point, is going to shoot a t-shirt cannon filled with bacon on the crowd. That's one of those you ask for forgiveness, not for the club's permission beforehand.
Bacon, what kind of, like, completely cooked, like, ready to catch
it's
in your mouth and eat bacon?
And I think it's turkey bacon, so we don't offend somebody or something like that, but...
It's like Gallagher for the 21st century.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna... The Sledge-O-Matic's coming out. We've got ponchos for the first three rows of crowds. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's hard. You can't really sledgehammer meat into a crowd.
What?
That's
by the
probably
way,
why he's never done it. He's done everything. He's done Aspic. He's done Baked Alaska.
He didn't aim high enough. By the way, the evening never sounded like a failure until just now. So if you bought tickets,
no, I think it's a great idea.
10 years from now,
it's going brilliantly.
Just get rid of him.
There's going to be somebody at a basketball game 10 years from now being like, "Look, son, they used to call that a T-shirt cannon. Now it's a bacon cannon. That's what the fuck that is now.
This is how IHOP delivers breakfast.
And
just
you
hop right
on
to
that
the face
first
and super quick. I would go to that restaurant.
I'd go to a bacon cannon anywhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm more of a ham cannon fan.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm such a sausage cannon fan. That's going to put this whole thing in a new light.
That sounds terrible. Welcome. Welcome to Prison Ward B. Let us introduce you to the sausage cannon.
My name's Sausage Cannon.
Of the sausage cannon.
Come on over here and look at my sausage cannon.
He just wants to play solitaire, actually. That's all sausage cannon wants to
do. I'm really misunderstood. They call me Sausage Cannon, but I love Uno.
All right.
Morgan Spurlock is here, everybody.
Hey!
Can't believe that keeps happening.
I'm on like the drinking side of the table, apparently.
Yeah.
Damn right you are.
This is the AA side.
Is that a new strain of sativa?
Yes.
Because of
then yes.
Yes, we
dude,
are.
Dude, have you tried the AA? Shit is tight.
The AA Kush, brah. What?
I had a great time. I got to go recently to London, England, in the UK to be on...
the one in the UK.
That one.
Oh, that London.
To go to
London,
be on...
Australia's bullshit. Yeah.
I learned a lot about it while I was there, like all the words that means it. And...
that mushy peas are peas.
And I did Morgan Spurlock's New Britannia, a show that, you know, someday hopefully we'll see over here, but for now it'll premiere on, for the listeners in the UK, it'll be on Sky Atlantic.
That's right.
Like Sky One.
Yeah. After Game of Thrones.
Sky 2.
On April 2nd it'll premiere after
Game of Thrones.
On April 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
our connection.
That's our right there.
That's a sweet Bacon time slot.
That's our Kevin Bacon Cannon connection.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon Cannon.
See, we're already playing the game. The game has begun. We are ready for this fucking game, seriously.
I'm ready.
So I had a blast doing that, but I want to ask you, when can we see your next movie, and what's it about? I mean, I think I already know, but
yeah, no, the next film is called Comic-Con Episode 4, A Fan's Hope, which
boom.
Yeah. It is the first movie that Comic-Con has ever been allowed to be made about Comic-Con, and it opens the first week of April. Be all across the country. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And now you know I have to go to Comic-Con this year and make a movie there, because all I'm going to do from now on is just make whatever you do.
That's right.
I'm going to do, well, what would that movie be like if the guy in charge was stoned the whole time?
Chronicon episode 420. You're welcome.
Wait, what did you call it? Chronicon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Park our cars in the same garage, my friend.
Episode 420, a new dope.
Oh! What? The game continues.
Because
all these shit. Let's just play the game. Come on.
It's going to premiere soon, the greatest movie ever rolled. Presented by Pot Wonderful. Did someone just pass out?
Yeah, someone else. That idea is too
good. Is everyone okay? Someone brought a bowling ball for a name tag.
Sounds like somebody was out bagging some Pot Wonderful right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was the first shot out of the bacon cannon. Oh. Oh. Too close, brother.
Oh, no. Bacon cannon backfired and killed a guy.
Shot backward. Yeah.
But he died doing what he loved.
He really did.
So, Sean Jordan is here, everybody, from Portland. Formerly from Sioux Falls. But now in Portland, Oregon, frequent guest on the show. Have you been to the movies lately, Sean?
I was going to say, don't ask me what movies I'm doing right now, because I'm
no,
not
that
doing
hasn't
any.
Happened for you yet, but I'm sure if you get a newer hat, it'll all work out.
That ain't happening.
That hat is frayed.
It's from Golden Lake.
I don't know what of, but it is frayed.
I haven't been to the movies recently because I've been I've been too busy watching Mad Men. I just started fucking with that like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I've been.
You're all catching up on it?
I caught up on it, and it was ridiculous.
Have you gotten to Don Draper's deathbed scene yet?
No, that didn't happen. I'm all caught up, dude. I'm
well,
finished.
I'm all
you
set
can't
now.
Fool me. All
right, I was just joking around. We saw a movie together when I was up in Portland. We went to a fancy movie theater where you can have alcohol and glasses at your seat. And
that just blew Doug's mind, by
I
the
could
way.
Not
he didn't believe me.
Why wouldn't they put it in plastic? It seems dangerous.
It's classic.
So we saw Shame, and I've never been more uncomfortable watching a movie with another dude in my entire life, but I probably would have been even more uncomfortable if I had a lady with me.
Yeah, it would have been
because
weird.
Because of Fassbender's fucking giant member.
His bad dude just flapping around the
vast member.
It's not only do you see it, then he goes into a bathroom and you get a shot from behind where he's peeing, and you could still see it, even though he's being photographed from behind.
It's all the way down, making bubbles.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like maybe he wasn't peeing. Maybe he's just going in there to get a drink. I don't know. Maybe that's how he maintains that thing. But it was. It was gnarly.
And then he feeds his ass peanuts.
No, we would have seen that. We had a really good
Spurlock look. The closer.
So Spurlock the closer.
That's your LARP name.
That's your Warcraft
you've
name.
You've just been given that. You're welcome.
Are you too busy to go to movies? And you probably see kids' films on occasion, right? Because you have
no,
an offspring.
I see Rio like every other day with my son. Which
my son's now on Rio.
It just gets better. Every time, yeah. Every time.
You get more used to it?
Yeah.
Is the song that was nominated for Best Song, is it good?
Yes. It is good.
Better than the Muppet song? I want the Muppet song to win.
No, the Muppet song will win.
You think?
Yeah, I think it'll win.
All right. Are you good at like Oscar pools? Do you usually win those things?
No, I don't. I usually place solidly like seventh. Right in the middle.
Nothing a respectable seventh. Seventh
a respectable
though, right?
Seventh.
You get best
seventh.
Picture, right?
Yeah.
Because you just go with whoever the Producers Guild chose.
That's right.
And then if you go with Directors Guild... If you go down the line, you're going to do pretty well.
You should usually do pretty close.
They're already all been awarded.
Well, it's always the shorts that always screw your pool.
Yes.
Yeah. every time.
Yeah, I don't like the shorts or
live action short form documentary. That's the one everyone goes, fuck! No Holocaust this year, damn it.
Like, nobody says damn it after that. God damn it, there was no Holocaust.
My
again
family looks forward
year
to that every year. That's
damn
our,
it!
That's our Burning
it's
Man.
It's gonna happen again, you. I swear.
Auschwitz con. No?
I have it on good authority because we talked about it backstage that Joe Lynch has seen, has or tried to see Ghost Rider 2.
I thought you weren't going to bring this up.
What's the rest of the title? Do you even remember? Spirit. Ghost Rider 2, Spirit.
Fartaventions.
Vengeance or something, right?
Yeah, those things are driving me crazy. Like, I used to pretend to not remember what they're called. It's, but
you are not pretending.
Now I can't
to
really
remember.
I really can't remember.
Well, and instead of the two, they have to say something like, you there know, always the has enemy to
be,
within.
Yeah, there always has to be the Legend of Curly's Gold or whatever.
Now, if it was Ghost Riders, the Legends of Curly's Gold, I would have made it at least past 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, because you would have been like, where's Curly?
Where the one on push-ups?
I want to hear about this gold. So, did you say that you didn't watch the whole thing?
The last movie that I ever left early, because I'll see everything. The one before that was Screamers. Peter Weller, anybody? Yeah. Screamers? Yeah. Right? Come on, you wanted
that,
to
walk
yeah,
out seemed
too
almost excited, though.
It was the one guy who's like, yes! Oh.
See, there's always somebody that likes something.
Any Garbage Pail Kids movie fans?
Actually, yeah.
Wow! Yeah. I forgot where I am.
yeah,
the last movie I ever walked out on was Mr. Holland's Opus because I knew I wasn't going to get the hand job, so I was like, fuck it. Fuck you, Holland, and your Opus. But
you were now, really sitting there hoping that Richard Dreyfuss would give you a hand job?
It was what she wanted to see. It was either that or Brothers McMullen. I was like, fuck it, let's go with Dreyfuss.
So what did she do when you walked out?
You know what,
up?
I think you made the right call.
Well, she stayed.
Man.
She stayed?
She had to see what happened to the Opus.
Screw that bitch.
She needed to complete
her
the Opus. I was gone. But yeah, Ghost Rider, I wanted to see it just because I like the Crank guys. Those, yeah. Crank 2. But yeah, the big problem, and look, I should not be saying this because I know those guys would be like, well, fuck you with your Wrong Turn 2 and your Chillerama and your movie that's not going to come out yet. You know? But yeah.
You hang out with some really shitty people.
I know. Filmmakers. No, it had this. It was lacking that like crazy guys on a camera like riding skateboards kind of feel, and I don't know if like you guys like Bad Lieutenant, the new one, the Cage Bad Lieutenant, the creep. Okay, now it's Bad fucking Lieutenant, but a skull. So it's Cage. He like turns into this. You know,
you just made me want to see it.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that's what I thought.
Those
too.
Plugs in 3D.
Like he said, I don't have to be there most of the time. I'm in about
the
being.
The plugs
in that movie
went up in flame. He opened his mouth, turned into the skull, and then he just stood there. Now all these guys, it's like a kung fu movie where it's like, okay, who goes next? All right, I jump in first. Let me take a number, and then I go. So all these guys are like circling around Ghost Rider, not knowing what the fuck to do, and he just stands there and just. Now, what's cool is that you get the flame flying in residual effect.
Is that he just burns all the enemies?
But he's fucking overacting in CG. And like, I can just imagine the animators going like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. Really? Like, tone it back a little bit. But yeah, after that, I was like, you know what? I got better things to do. I'll go.
I miss him punching women in a bear suit. That's the best Nick Cage.
I miss him eating cockroaches and shaving hearts in his chest, you know? It's not the same Cage.
So did you go next door to Chipwrecked?
Oh, sir, I have seen Chipwrecked many a time. Come on.
As have
Every
I.
Time.
Yes.
And it's almost as good as Rio.
Is Cross here tonight?
No, he's not.
Okay,
no,
cool.
He's riding his 40th Ski-Doo right now.
He's not sitting with Kate Hudson in the back. really quickly, Kevin, any cinema experiences you've had recently?
I got to see Chronicle.
Chronicle?
Yeah. Like not that. The response I was expecting with that word, because of the movie that I saw that was attached to that word. But it was okay, actually. I liked. I mean, it seemed like
it's
they were
got very,
fun.
Very good parts.
It seemed like they were having fun. Yeah, I think for the high school seniors of the world, awesome. They're gonna love it. I would have loved that movie when I was in high school or if I went to college my freshman.
I don't know though.
You're like, yeah, I'm out of the house.
You were so
movie.
Deep in thought right there. Yeah. I'd be hoping for the hand job like Joe was at 30 at.
You get it at Chronicle. You would get it at Chronicle.
You would. I thought it was okay.
It's hard to get behind the fact that that guy, once that guy gets his powers, he's not fucking Kerry White. He's not like a complete space case. He knows how to do fun things with it. You think that he would just you know, become cool and appreciated, or go into X-Men Academy, or
right.
You know, like
I didn't expect him to start a live journal and start cutting his thighs with his mind.
But the fact that he starts hurting people because people still don't like me.
Yeah, no,
it's like fuck. Come on, they like you now, you fucking asshole. Like, why do you have to keep dwelling on that they didn't used to like you? It's too much, and we don't even have time to talk about it. I sat through to this very day. I saw Star Wars Episode One: Phantom Mentos, and Phantom Menace. And I gotta tell you guys, I went out and tested it myself. The 3D on this is complete bullshit. It is such bullshit 3D that when you take the glasses off, it's not blurry. The picture looks fine. There's a little
brighter.
Blurriness of like an object in the background that you don't give a shit about. Right. And, you put the glasses back on. Oh, that object looks like slightly closer to them than I might have thought it was.
And somewhere right outside San Francisco, you can hear George Lucas going, "Moo."
It's such a... And that they started the 3D re-releases with the worst one. It's the whole thing is just a scam, and it makes me sick.
People are seeing it left and right.
Well, you know, I saw it with four or five other people. One who had a breathing problem.
Maybe the people in here aren't seeing it.
The guy with the loud breather, I kept thinking, oh, this is so sad. The guy really, he just admires Darth Vader and how heavy breathing cannot stop you from achieving your goals.
Maybe that dude is finally getting that hand job that he's been wanting at a movie.
Phantom Menace.
She was so bored.
Wait, so what is... I've sat through it now twice when it came out and then again today. What is the Phantom Menace?
Don't dig that deep, buddy.
Why are you thinking about that?
That movie.
It's ridiculous.
That movie itself.
Getting to the 3D, was it like bad conversion as in there's not much depth at all? Or was it bad conversion as in there's foreground
like
and it's flat?
They did nothing to it other than say, wear these glasses and watch.
and give us $20.
Yeah. And
suffer
watch episode
again.
One. Yeah. Keyword episode. Ooh. It's traumatic for me to
shame.
Sit through. And I'm going to probably go to the other two. I mean, all of them. I'll go see
five.
All of them.
Five left.
I'll get mad at
2015 for
yeah.
A New Hope?
Well, yeah. Six movies from now, I'll get mad all over again at the Ewoks. I mean, George Lucas said it best himself. He's like, people were mad about the Ewoks, so I wasn't that surprised when they were mad about Jar Jar. It's like, yeah, you fucking said, fuck you, Ewok haters. I'll give you something to hate.
I'll show you what real hatred is.
I'm gonna make those Ewoks blink now, fuckers.
You think you hate that? I'm going to create a sequence where people are fighting life and death battle, and there's one character that keeps falling down. There's slapstick comedy going on while Gungans are losing their lives. I shouldn't have seen that today because I'm just so angry now.
You're taking it out on us.
You did this to yourself, all right?
Yeah. Shall we play a game or two?
Yes!
Yeah.
All right. I apologize. We got to go kind of fast because the talk part of the show took over tonight. What's going on over here? Got like a lot of bags.
It's uncrinkling a name tag, it looks like.
It's like a picnic over there.
Oh, are you preparing a name tag? Are you about to write your name on that?
I drank the 40, now I'm going to write my name on the empty bag.
I just heard so much in that 5 seconds. It sounded like someone knocked over a marching band. I heard a crash cymbal and a bass drum roll downstairs.
My names will work for food.
Let's play a quick we'll play a quick round of build a title. A low stakes winner gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Insomnia Pays on Twitter. Someone called themselves Insomnia Pays. So they must be like a middle of the night phone sex operator or something. This person suggested the Whoopi Goldberg classic Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Oh.
So we'll start with Sean Jordan because he's played the game the most, and then we'll go to Kevin. What can you think of a movie that ends in jumping or begins with Flash?
Jumping Jack Flash Shawshank Redemption. Can I do that?
No, but that was pretty awesome. That was a pretty awesome attempt. Kevin?
What? Jumping Jack Flash. Was Flash Gordon a movie? Or was just
Flash Gordon is in fact a movie. Flash Gordon. All right, and we go to Joe Lynch. Jumping Jack Flash Gordon.
Jumping Jack Flash Gordon and the Whale? Is that a movie?
That better not
Gordon
count.
And the Whale? That's all I got.
Somebody IMDb that quickly.
I didn't mean to totally fuck you with Gordon.
I thought you would be better at this.
I don't.
Gordon.
Well, that's how the game works, Kevin. You gotta fuck. Well,
does the Gordon's
fuck your neighbor
count? He was in a commercial.
No.
His fish sticks are delicious.
But there's. But we go to Morgan now. There's a movie that ends in jump or jumping.
White Men Can't Jumping Jack Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Came to play. All right, back to you, Kevin.
I wish you went to Whale. I think you should. You would enjoy
in the Whale.
With Whale.
In the Whale.
Whale Rider. Boom. I was trying to get
it. So now, Kevin, you need something that ends in white or begins with Gordon.
I'm trying to get the Gordon out. Is there a movie that was with Gordon? Someone's got it. Someone's IMDb-ing something right now, please, because I would like to know. But
no, you can't.
Great White, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Gordon.
Great White?
I know they're a band that burnt down a concert hall, but I also think they
must have made a documentary about it.
I mean, it must be something about sharks.
Called
or,
Great White, Men Can't Jump Out of a Fire. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I judge and laugh at the same time. Oh, ho, ho, ho. All right, so you're out, and since Morgan was the last one to add to it, he's our winner.
Hey!
White Man Can't Jumping Jack Flash Gordon. Did anybody Juan think of something that goes with Dunn?
Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh, wait, we don't have to use the whole word?
Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh, that changes the entire thing.
You can just say numbers. On, too, like on deadly ground or something. Like,
oh. I did not read the rule book beforehand. I am sorry.
I tried. I tried to really flex that nut right away, but it didn't happen.
My bad.
Did we think of one that ends in white? No. Snow White. No, that... Snow White,
Black,
there's
White.
A new one.
White Squall?
The new one's just called Snow White. Or no, it's called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, Black White.
Yeah, it's about Snow White and a GOP hopeful. All right. Gentlemen, I forgot to remind you about this backstage, but this is a portion of the show where everyone's going to take out their name tags, and you get to choose who you want to play for in the Leonard Maltin game. Please go out into the audience and just physically grab the person you want to play for. And you were making a name tag when she was scrunching out that bag. There's a Etch-A-Sketch over there. There's a Captain America Frisbee. Kayla's here with a Frisbee always. What? Bring the name tag, not the person. Just bring the name tag. Steve says it's his birthday. He made a really shitty sign to promote that his birthday. It took him 2 minutes, man, on his birthday. How could you? How could you do that? Oh, wow. These are... I see something edible.
Exactly.
So is this person named Annie?
Yes.
She brought a product called Annie's Cheddar Bunnies.
Yep.
They pretty much look like goldfish. Pepperidge Farm Cheddar Bunnies. All natural, baked.
Yeah.
So,
And this is a choice, because the problem with goldfish is that when you're mutilating them, you can only go tail or head. Here, you can go for the ears first, the legs, the eyes, you can gouge them out.
More of a one bite guy, my kind of self.
Okay, not me. Take my time.
Bites.
Take my time.
Just throw a handful in there and I'll fuck them all up at the same time.
Joe picked the Etch-A-Sketch. What does it say on the Etch-A-Sketch? It looks like slut.
I'm gonna fuck it all up.
Oh, Scott.
Scott.
There's Scott. Okay.
That looks like it took a
Scott
long time.
Wrote his
Scott,
name on
Scott how long
sketch?
Did that take?
Yeah, shit.
Scott's friend,
know.
How? Why doesn't it say Scott's friend?
Took me 2 hours
friend.
To sit through Star Wars.
He's shrugging it off like it's no big deal at all. That's fucking gnarly.
Seriously, that's amazing.
That shake it. Reveal the hidden message. No. Give it a good shake.
It's gonna say
Come
Scott's
on.
Friend. I can't
yeah,
do it.
See how sturdy it is.
No, don't.
Morgan Spurlock is such a humanitarian that his name tag. I saw these guys out on the street earlier today. Their name tag says "Stranded with pregnant girlfriend, only 28 short for a ticket home." Anything helps, God bless. I don't... Paul.
So, only Paul. Only God bless.
That'd be a long name.
So here's
Everybody
what we're
going
to do. Here's what we're going to do. Is there someone in this audience that wants Morgan to play for them for $28? That's what you have to pay to get Morgan to play for you. Because this bag of crap's not going to do them any good. They need $28.
Wait, Morgan, will you play for me?
Am I right? Would you rather have the bag of crap or 28 bucks?
Why $28?
Yeah, let's get him to $28.
Yeah.
Who here wants to pay $28 to have Morgan Spurlock play for you? This gentleman right here. Come on up here, sir. Do you have exact change? We'll take $30. $40 if you got
we'll
two 20s.
You have
He's
exact
got 20.
Change?
20 has 25.
Look at this guy.
Seven.
What are you, a fucking eight. Cab driver or a stripper?
The thermometer's going up.
Are you a stripper that shows up
Thank
dressed
you,
like
sir.
A cab driver?
Well... He's obviously not a mathematician because he gave us $29.
I haven't seen
Oh,
much
extra camp. Dollar.
Sir, you made it rain on Morgan Spurlock.
Yes.
So could they not, the pregnant one,
I'm
but
get
could
that
the guy come
later.
Down here and take the money and your sign back?
I already bought it from him.
What?
I already bought
it
from him for
$30.
So.
Oh. Scam. Wait a second. Wait.
Someone's pocket just got
What's
a little
happening?
Heavier. Old heavy pockets.
I'm just gonna hang on to
Throw
that.
Throw it in there, buddy.
So no, here, put this in the bag. So the winner gets.
Don't you feel good about
that?
Yourself?
Guy's down. He's into it. What's your name, sir? I should at least say your name on the show.
George.
George.
No, George. Right. We don't want to put your money in the prize bag.
He's into it.
He's the 1%. George is the 1%.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, buddy. Is that George City
the
Bank?
The visor pretty much says, gambling man.
Yeah.
All right, so $28 has been added, and I say you still play for them, and they could win another $28 and all the prizes if you win, Morgan. So a lot yes. of pressure on you. A
lot of pressure.
You're still playing for the
for
guy
Paul.
And his pregnant girlfriend. You're still thinking for the long-term planners.
That's right.
What? Yeah, I don't know what that's about. He could have spoke up a long time ago. Why is he going to let me go off about let's get somebody to put in $28?
Right now, Paul, that guy's down in La Brea with another sign. And his,
and
his
no
girlfriend wife. and his girlfriend's got another balloon under her shirt.
Right.
Oh, the old balloon
She
trip.
Got that in Vietnam. She's a vet.
We're naming him Mylar after this balloon. All right. And Sean is playing for...
He's playing for some dude named Luke. After that, this is going to be pretty lackluster, but Luke...
Hey!
But what is that thing? Is that like an alien?
Yeah, it's an alien
face
thing.
Facehugger?
Really caught my eye. Luke yeah. is taped on there, but I dig the... How cool it looks, so...
Engorged Giger testicles.
Luke, you go knock a girl up, we'll get you some cash. But until now, or until then...
In space, no one can hear you, Luke. All right, so we got to play this game fast, you guys. I the show's been running long every week lately, and I always apologize and then do it again. So I got to try to bring this thing in on time. People are waiting for Comedy Bang Bang tonight. Some people are calling Bang Bang. Another great lineup, always a great lineup, and if you come to Douglas Movies, you can secure yourself. You have to buy a ticket for the other thing, but you can get a good seat. And we'll start with Morgan Spurlock. He gets to pick a category. First person to 2 points is going to win on behalf of whoever you're playing for, and you'll get all these wonderful prizes. You all right over there?
Me and you, buddy.
All right. Quit dropping bowling balls. It's very distracting, especially in my condition.
What's that? What's the condition?
Oh, just, excited host.
Okay, I should have known.
Completely right. aware performer.
Very, very conscious of what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll start with Morgan, then we'll go to Joe. Morgan, your category options are Iron Lady, that's movies with female robot in them. Beatlenamia, that's movies with Paul, John, George, or Ringo in the title. Or 5 years ago today, the number one movie, this is the King of Pancakes category, number one movie 5 years ago to this very day, hopefully I did the research today, might be a movie from 5 years ago. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go with Beatlenamia.
Okay, this has Paul, John, George, or Ringo, or a version of one of those names in the title, and it's not Rango. 1984 is the year this movie came out. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. He calls this movie lame, and...
How many A's
caps?
Did he have in it?
And he also says, he calls it scatter, it says the movie has scattershot jokes instead of a script. 1.5 stars, 1984, and he lists
13 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Morgan Spurlock?
10.
Good, solid opening bid. We go to Joe Lynch.
I'm going to say 7.
Kevin?
I'm going to apologize to Annie. Sorry.
Say name it.
Name it.
Joe.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Shit.
You get 7 names, dude.
It better be Paul, Peter, Ringo, or George. I really hope.
One of those names is in the title, not necessarily in the names I'm about to read to you.
Or they might all be
in
the names
I forgot about to read.
So, my bad.
In fact, none of their names are in the names I'm about to read to you. But one of the Beatles' names is in the title of this movie. 1.5 stars. Lame. Scattershot jokes.
1984?
84. And your 7 names are Sudie Bond, Ray Walston, Dom DeLuise, Danny DeVito, Byron Thames, Glynis O'Connor, and Richard Dimitri.
And Dom DeLuise is all I can hold my fucking hand.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise in apparently not a terribly large role.
Yeah, one of those guys was a gaffer.
Got any idea?
God damn it. I don't. Wait.
It's not Ringo.
What?
I know. Great. Yeah,
well, there goes that one.
Really nails it down.
It's not Ringo the Great. Yeah.
I'll tell you the rest of the names and then you'll suddenly shout it out. Peter Boyle, Maureen Stapleton, Mary Lou Henner, Joe Piscopo, and Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton in a lame.
There's 3 Michael Keaton.
Scattershot, 1984. Somebody in the audience knows. Yeah, everybody in the audience knows. Johnny Dangerously. Johnny Dangerously.
No idea.
Yeah. Why didn't you say big testicles? That would have immediately gotten
that. That's what I meant to say as a clue, but Leonard doesn't write such things.
I thought Leonard had a higher opinion on that.
It's lame.
One.
Yeah. Lame.
Point to Kevin Pereira!
You suck.
I fucked your dice tonight. I didn't mean to.
Damn it.
All right, we'll start with Sean, and then we'll go to Morgan, because we changed the order around. Sean, pick a category. Would you like a movie with 3 letters in the title? Like Rio would be an example.
I gathered that, yeah.
Would you like a movie that's in theaters now? That's movies that are in theaters now. Or again. Or my
that.
Wife. My wife is movies that an actress in the movie is married to the director of the film.
Okay. That's crazy. Which I thought Borat was here for a second. Yeah, I tried to check.
It's an amazing impression.
It sounded just like
you just wait till The Dictator comes out.
3 letters.
That's what you're picking?
Yeah.
All right. No one's going to
get it. I just said it.
No one's going to get this one. All right. It's from 1988. Leonard Maltin calls it a bomb on a scale of bomb to 4. He says about this movie that it is noisy and it's needless and that it is badly over-directed and that it has a lot of obvious red herrings throughout. The genre is mystery thriller. It was made in the USA in 1988. 3 what? It's a bomb.
3.
And oh, it has 3 letters in the title. That's right. And there are.
I knew that. That's
6
the
names.
One thing that I'm clear on right now.
6 names.
All right.
How many names do you get in, Sean?
We're gonna throw 6 out there.
All right, Morgan.
I'm gonna go 5.
Joe.
4.
Nice.
Kevin Pereira, you know what to do.
Name that movie, man.
All right.
Name it.
Damn it.
Finally, we get this
Leonard
goddamn
six.
We get this goddamn show over with. Because Kevin's going to take it down in 2 non-guesses.
God,
that's
damn
my
it.
Prediction.
I have good time
that's
now.
My prediction. Apologies to the homeless couple, but congratulations on getting the money.
No, they're rolling
the
in
money
dough.
Back
don't worry
home.
About it.
And congratulations to Annie Cheddar Bunnies. Because, Joe Lynch, your 4 names of this movie with 3 letters in the title are Christopher Neame, Jane Kaczmarek, Charlotte Rampling, and Daniel Stern. It is my feeling that the remaining two names are the ones one would need to hear to even have the remotest idea what this movie is, and then you still probably wouldn't be able to think of the title. It's pretty intense. Good luck. You have 6 seconds.
How many words in diner? How many letters in diner? Can I say diner? Damn it.
There's three letters in diner.
Shut up. Daniel Stern. Home Alone 2.
More than three. That's four letters.
Oh, come on.
The remaining stars.
I'm just so curious.
Kevin's our winner, but the remaining stars are Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid. And it's called...
DOA.
DOA. Morgan Spurlock with the DOA. DOA. Yay.
You better All enjoy right. these fucking bunnies.
So good.
Yeah, so who was Kevin playing
Years
for?
First.
Come and get your prizes, Annie. It was Morgan that brought the deodorant. He signed it for you. And
it is the greatest deodorant you'll ever
courtesy
use.
Courtesy of Joe Lynch. Joe Lynch, what's this movie that she should probably not watch?
Oh, this is a movie called something about... It's got shit in it, and it's the one movie I've ever taken to Amoeba, and they actually went, no.
Amoeba wouldn't take it back. He tried to sell it back, and
so
Amoeba said, we don't want
awesome.
It.
It's awesome.
It's got shit, like so actual shit in it?
Like, yeah. It's like fecal dementia all over the place.
Please don't watch that.
So that kind of speaks for itself.
Please spare yourself.
In Scott,
you don't write a shithead on the back of this, did you? No. Nobody probably
Luke
did.
Didn't
no shitheads on the back. So we got to go. Oh, they did? Oh,
no, Luke didn't.
No, don't write
them. Did you, Luke?
Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't.
Unless you think Blu-ray is
That's
a shithead,
not what they
you didn't write
oh, they
it
did.
On
Yes, they did.
Yeah, is a shithead.
Oh. Wait, so is this sign fake or real? Do you guys really need to get home? But you're also fans of the show and you knew to write who a shithead is?
He's right over there.
Well, they can still grab it and write a shithead on it after they got it.
Oh, you helped them out with the name for the shithead. Okay. What a complex web the audience weaves while waiting in line.
Should Luke come write a shithead on
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Game?
Please get Luke down here. I gotta write this one down. Oh, I guess I don't. It's right there. Luke, yeah, just write
Scott,
down
you
something
sketch
on the back
a,
here.
Sketch
Scott can write it on this piece of paper here.
Now I get to do that.
Oh! It took him an hour, you asshole!
I had to. Come on. Sketch your shithead. It will be
I'm
me.
The first to touch it. Yes, yeah,
Sketchy Lynch is a shithead.
Sketch your shithead, but shithead. Let's see how quick it is.
It's by the way, it's not an ant farm, guys. It's an extra sketch.
Are we really going to wait for him to sketch?
Right. No,
just come over here and write it down.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's ever
an hour later.
Comedy Bang Bang is over. We'll get that out.
Hang on, Comedy Bang Bang fans. This guy's got to write something on an Etch-A-Sketch. Oh, that's not nice. People are so rude. Let me see that one.
Can I say something real quick about an upcoming show?
I don't know if I'll pronounce that one right, but I'll try.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Sean?
Can I say something about a show in Portland coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, plugs. This is time for plugs.
All right, I'll do it real quick. There's a show at the Hollywood Theater on March 2nd in Portland, Oregon that I put on, and it's going to have Sean Patton headlining. It's going to be really good, and then I'm going to headline the Baghdad Theater at the end of March on the 23rd in Portland, Oregon.
Boom. Sean Jordan, at Sean Jordan on Twitter. Morgan Spurlock, is there a drop date for the Comic-Con movie?
Comic-Con Episode 4 will open in theaters April 6th, you know, starting to spread around the country. And what we're doing is we're going to travel around the country, and we're going to go city to city. And every city we go to, we're going to leave the movie behind. But the night we premiere the film in every town, we're going to create little mini Comic-Cons in each one of those cities. So at the theater, there'll be like costume competitions, and there'll be portfolio reviews, and there'll be people there selling shit that you don't really want to buy, but you'll buy it anyway. And but it's
lots
gonna
of
be
slave Leia.
Lots of slave Leias everywhere. So that's first week of April.
I'm in.
Yeah, man.
I love it. That's a great idea. And Failure Club is ongoing on the internet.
Yeah, Failure Club's on the internets, on the world wide webs. If you go to yahoo.com, click on the screen section, you can see this this web series we've been doing now for 4 months called Failure Club. It's great.
And yeah, and New Britannia, Morgan Spurlock's New Britannia on Sky Network in the UK,
2nd.
April 2nd. And then several episodes in, I imagine, because I think I taped the last one, but they might run out of order or something. But anyway. The subject was fun, so Morgan and I—you get to watch us get drunk.
The whole show.
We drink the entire time.
It does sound fun.
Fantastic.
It was a long taping, so we blew over 2 point something on the thing. Joe Lynch.
Blew what
on the thing?
On the breathalyzer. I don't have time for the word breathalyzer.
On the bacon cannon.
It's the thing
I blew
when
a 2.7 on the bacon cannon.
Oh, bacon cannon.
Sausage cannon.
I go to sleep for winter after I take a few hits off the bacon cannon. Joe Lynch, what's up?
Knights of Badassin coming out this year. Steve Zahn, Peter Dinklage, Summer Glau, anybody else? Ryan Kwan,
yeah,
got
Summer.
That. I'm co-starring on a sitcom that's called Halston. It's on Fearnet.
Woo!
That one, everybody can go to her house and watch it. April 3rd.
No, that was her.
Yeah, Annie Cheddar Bunnies.
Shit.
Can't go to her house.
You can go to her
Someone
house.
Can go to her corner and watch it April 3rd on Fearnet, and Everly were shooting this spring.
That's so harsh. I didn't realize they were here. They didn't put that together for a long time.
What do you
time.
Mean they're not here? They have a sign.
No,
maybe
I know,
they're
I
outside.
No, again, I didn't want
to. I don't know what's going on. The whole thing's very confusing.
It's bring your own pregnancy
and
balloons.
Now the homeless are mad at me. Great. Yeah. More shit to deal with on Twitter, because they're all on Twitter. And Kevin, we got the lead up coming on March 1st.
Sir.
Come down, you guys. They got like prize. They got bags of cool stuff that people can get if they buy the VIP package.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of
like
madness
that.
Going on. And, I want to enter the playlist.com March 1st as well. It's a music battle show that I'm doing where we'll have VJs squaring off against each other and drum battle between, you know, hey, what's up, iPhone? did I just get Instagram?
No, capturing the moment.
Oh, okay.
He just said he was capturing the moment for everybody listening with the iPhone. Now he's capturing another moment.
For audio. That's
he captured two moments.
Third moment.
There's three moments.
Okay, what is it again?
Enterthetheplaylist.com.
Okay, and at 4 o'clock on Saturday, March 3rd, I'll be at Amoeba Records in Hollywood doing an auction to raise money for charity, and so they'll have lots of cool items, and I'll stand there and auction off weirdly to people who are just trying to shop. And
maybe you can sell him that awesome thing, that awesome shit DVD.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. And Sunday,
auction that off.
Sunday, March 4th, I'll be doing stand-up at the Ontario Improv again with Brendan Walsh, who I enjoy performing with. Thanks once again to my guests. Let's hear it for Sean Jordan, Morgan Spurlock, Joe Lynch, and Kevin Pereira. As always, Yui Bowl is a shithead. And now I'm going to have to box him. And Kate Hudson is a shithead.
Sorry,
we'll
Kate.
See about that.
And courtesy of the guy who paid $30 for the nice people that need money for a ride home, Whitney Houston's bathtub is a shithead. Now it's time for